HTBT. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. Today, we are going to do one of the most fun things that you do in business school. That's a case study. Before we get into that, go over to crosspolitik.com, become a member, get great benefits, get great content, and be blessed. You're really going to want to go to my Twitter, Instagram, and now Facebook at How to Build a Tent, or email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. So today, we're going to do a case study, and I'm going to take from a really great article by Warren Schulberg, and we're going to take the main points of it and see what we can do to save this company, Pier 1 Imports. You've probably shopped there before. I've shopped there every once in a while. The company's in trouble, and Warren does a great job of laying out the issues. So we're going to take the issues that he has laid out in his article, and we're going to solve the problem. We're going to turn around the company. Now, I want you guys to stop, read the article, read the show notes of the points that I'm going to read through together. We're going to go through it together. And before I get into how I'm going to solve this problem and how and the recommendations I'm going to do, I want you to stop and think through yourself, what recommendations would you give Pier 1 Imports? What would you do if you were the CEO? How would you turn around this company? What would you do different? Maybe for bonus points, you even go to a Pier 1, take a look around, see what it's like to actually be in one of their stores. So that's what we're gonna do. All right, so I'm gonna go through right now. Oh, and before we get into that, so whoever sends me the best recommendation, I will share it on my social media page and I will tag you in your first name or your social media or Twitter. So make sure if you email me, you give me your Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, and I will send that out to everyone. If I think your recommendation or suggestion is better than mine, I'll share it on the show and give you a shout out to all of our listeners, which there are a lot because you guys have been great sharing the show. Really appreciate that. So let's get into the main points of the article, and then you're gonna pause it. You're going to figure out what you are gonna do and why. You're gonna send it to me, and then you're gonna hear the rest of my recommendation and see how close it was to what you suggested or what you were thinking about. All right, so let's get into the main points of this article. It says, unfortunately, the disaster befalling the home furnishing retailer is the result of man-made decisions and circumstances that are increasingly making its long-term and maybe even short-term prospects look really grimy. Another rotten quarter, increased losses, and failure to even meet the most pessimistic of forecasts. That's not good. That stock has lost half of its value since the start of the year. That's a big hit. He goes on to say, Pier 1 has been awash in problems for a generation, but the difference this time is that most retailers that sell home furnishings are having a pretty decent year. So they're doing bad, while most other people in their industry are doing great. They're benefiting from the demographics, a good housing market, and a strong economy that plays to the segment's strengths. So everything is going right in their market that they should be doing well, but they are not. How did the retailer get lost at sea? Love the plan words. Let us count the ways. And then he goes through these five ways. And then you're gonna pause it. The first is, he says, the first off, there's a physical store base that reflects a different era in retailing. Vastly overstored for the current retail climate, many of those locations are freestanding, often in malls adjacent areas, but it's no longer a destination store. It has none of the advantages. So it doesn't have the advantages of being one of those stores next to the malls. Second point, they're starved for cash the past decade. The stores have grown tired and run down, and competitors like Target are spending billions of dollars to update their physical plants, while Pier 1 has a few less zeros. And he says significantly less zeros. Number three, layouts are cluttered, not particularly intuitive to shop, and merchandise classifications are oddly over-assorted and in some areas underrepresented. Furniture floor samples are often broken or damaged or otherwise uninviting to shoppers. And man, that is exactly the experience I had the last time I went into a Pier 1 Imports. So I could totally relate to that third point. All right, the fourth point, while about a quarter of the company's sales are now online, that drastically trails competitors that get a half of their sales through the web. And he has a note where he says the company is still paying for shutting down its e-commerce operations a year ago during a particularly nasty cash crunch. And then the last point and the last fact we're going to take from this article, it says earlier this year, the CEO said the company realized after doing some research that it had misjudged its customer profile. They didn't know who their customer was and was targeting a much more upscale shopper than the people, in fact, who bought at the store. It's not clear what's more troubling. I love this note. It's not clear what's more troubling, not knowing your customer or admitting it. Oh man, isn't that the truth? All right, pause the show. Go take from these facts, go read the article, give him the clicks, and come back with your recommendations in hand, what you want to do. Send it to me on my social media sites, How to Build a Tent, Facebook now, like that page as well. We just started that up on Twitter and Instagram, or email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com, and let's see how you aligned with my recommendations. All right, so what is the first thing that I do in these kinds of case studies? What do I do when I'm evaluating a company and trying to assess where they're at? First, I look at the problems that need to be solved, and there are several, and I pulled them out of what I just read that's in the meeting notes. First, they have huge cash flow problems, which to me, that is the sign or the most, one of the most vital signs to look for in a healthy company or a sick company is how much cash do they have on hand. That is a big indicator of where they are, where a company is at health-wise. Second, they're missing sales forecast. The author even said the most pessimistic forecast they're missing. So they're not hitting what is expectations for their company in the industry with all of the factors that are supposedly supposed to help them with the economy, with the housing market being strong. They're just missing. The third is they are trending negatively with losses. So they are not just having company losses, but they're having a trend of it. They're not gaining ground. It's not up and down. It's just a trend downward. And it's caused their stock to lose half of their value. It's like half of your worth. Imagine losing half of what you are worth. That's what this company did. The fourth problem is they have a generational problem of poor leadership. The article says that for a generation, they've had these issues, but what's different now is that other companies are doing well because of the economy. So they have a big leadership problem. They have too many stores for this retail climate. Amazon has completely changed the retail space, and they are not adjusting to the times. Number six, they're getting outspent in capital investment by their competitors. When other competitors are able to invest large amounts of cash into their companies, into their operations, into their capital that is going to have a strong ROI in the future, you are going to be more and more behind the ball because you are not going to be able to keep up with your competitors and their investments and the returns that they get. You're not going to get the returns that they do if you're not investing like they are and doing it in a smart way. And then in number seven, the store is poorly managed, like we were talking about. It's cluttered. It's over-assorted in some areas, underrepresented in others. They just do not have a good store layout. And if you went for the bonus points to the store, you probably saw that same thing. Number eight, they have poor online sales, half of what competitors have, the 25% compared to 50% of sales of competitors. So they are struggling from their decisions or poor decisions in the past. And that kind of goes back to also their leadership issues. And the last problem I saw was they're marketing to the wrong customer. And I didn't read this in the highlights, but if you look in the article, it says even today, they're changed their pivot in marketing from the wrong customer to they're marketing to every customer, which you should never do. You should never market to everyone. You should market to the core demographic of who you believe through research, through observation, through data of your company, who your core customer is, and market to that person. And then let other people come buy your products as well, but you're marketing towards that one specific person. A lot of times companies have a single person in mind. They say he is this person or she is this person. She's 30 years old. She is single. She's college educated. They have a person painted in their mind, like almost like a fictitious character that they can talk to. And you always want to have that detailed customer that you are going after. So even their turning around strategy is a little shaky. So there's a few positives. This is the next thing I want to look at. What are some of the things that we can use to kind of shift the momentum and fix these long list of problems? The first is they have a great market and economy to work in. This is the perfect time for a turnaround. The housing market's strong, the economy is going great, regulations are going down. Second, they have a large brick and mortar presence, a lot larger than they need to. So they're gonna have a lot of options. And then thirdly, market research. I'm just gonna assume what their market research they got was right, because they're admitting that their customer base is wrong. So I'm assuming that that was a pretty solid market report. So what is the story of all these facts telling us? And I just wrote down this little paragraph. Pier 1 Imports has lost so much value that it can't support the assets it holds on the balance sheet. Due to poor executive management that has made several missteps in strategy, public relation, finance, and operations, this company needs to make a huge shift in their strategy. So what do they need to do? They need new competent management. They need an accurate understanding of who their core base is, who their customers are. They need to know that better than anything else. Number three, they need to have a competitive analysis to know where in their industry their competitors are. You need to figure out a way that you can find a way to use your competitive advantages and the assets you have to find a niche that your other competitors are not in. It might be price, it might be quality, it might be demographics, it might be a whole list of things. But whatever you do, you need to plot out and know where your competitors are, so then you can go after and create a strategy to expose a niche that's not being touched and use your competitive advantages to leverage that. And that's where you're gonna get momentum in any kind of company starting out, or a company that needs a turnaround like Pier 1. And then number five, they need to sell off assets that don't align with their new strategy and that are not going to reach their actual customers, the customers that is their target demographic. They have become so small that they can't support how many assets they have. And that's what we were seeing with their rundown stores. They're not able to invest like other competitors are. All right, so here's my recommendations. Number one, hire a completely new executive team. Obviously, this team has screwed up so much with their operations, with their marketing, with their strategy. We need to bring in people that know the industry, that understand the problems, that understand the space, that know where the competitors are, and can create a competitive strategy that is going to turn this company around. Number two, need to develop a new company strategy, and I've made 2 points for this. One, invest in online stores and shipping logistics. That's where the future's going. You need to have a solid online sales strategy. And another great thing to do is building out your shipping process to utilize the existing stores that you have. So find the Pier 1 should look at the stores where they are selling the most, where most of their customers live and are buying from their stores, and use those as shipping points for customers to do in-store pickups, or for it just to be a base for you to ship, for you to do home deliveries, or look for ways to leverage the amount of stores that you have. Number three, sell off underperforming stores not reaching the new target audience. And this is gonna do something really crucial for them. It's gonna give them cash. It's gonna liquidate their assets that are tied up in real estate for stores that they can't even keep up, that are poorly managed, that aren't getting the sales that they need to, and they're not reaching, or the stores aren't where their target customer is. So sell off a number of those stores that aren't gonna help you with your new online strategy, and take that cash and put it into the stores that you're gonna keep and update them, fix all of the problems with the floor models, give Pier 1 a new look that is going to resonate with the target audience, and use that cash to leverage to invest in capital, to invest in your online process, in your shipping. The fifth thing I want to recommend is to redirect the marketing strategy from targeting everyone, like they said, and target the specific demographic. Another great opportunity that they have is to identify that target market, the target customer, that ideal customer that is shopping at their stores. Find out what other companies they shop at, which you can do with good market research, and look for ways to cross promote, to reinvent your brand, to re-engage those customers, get them to come more into your stores, get them to come online and shopping online, and help drive sales through cross-promotion. So those are my five recommendations to turn Pier 1 around. I hope they listen, because it looks like they are not making smart choices to try to turn around the company. Hope that helps. Hope you had fun. Don't forget, go on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at How to Build a Tent. Send me your recommendations. Let me know what you did. I'd love to see them. Email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. If I think it's better than my recommendations, then I will share it on the show. And if I think it's just another good one, but not as good as mine, I'll even share it on my social media to be nice. So I'd love to hear from you, and we'll talk to you next time. God bless.